I would like to tell about how we are dealing with UPR in Kyrgyzstan. After the first cycle, it was the interim government who accepted almost all recommendation because, yeah, they wanted to look good too. It was a transitional government, and they accepted all the recommendations. After this, civil society, especially our organization, we were trying to know what they do with the recommendation after acceptance. And we found out that that our government thinks that it's just recommendations and we are okay with it, but we are not going to work with it. And when we write the letters, who is responsible for implementation of these recommendations? So we were they were referring to each other. They even don't know who is responsible for it. And after this, we just established a working group from NGOs and experts, and that which developed the policy paper on implementation of recommendation of every treaty body which regarding the Kyrgyzstan. And now we are lobbying for the, because in a new constitution which was adopted in 2010, I think, we have the article which says that international treaty documents, they are on the, they have more power than the national. So, and we are lobbying using this article of the constitution. So you are recognizing international treaty documents like ICCPR and etc. And then if you are recognizing, then you should implement all the recommendation. And so now we are on the stage of organizing the this that government should just tell in its legislation that which agency will be responsible for implementation and tracking of implementation of the recommendations, because now nobody is responsible. That's why we can just accept it but do nothing. That's the situation in Kyrgyzstan. So soon is second cycle, and also the challenge we face is, so government just they remember their that they accept the recommendation only before the their review or their report, and they're like, oh my gosh, what we're gonna do and how to write. Yeah, and as usual, they everything is okay in our country. We have best constitution and blah blah blah. But in practice, it's very different. And so, and we organized a national consultation after writing stakeholders' report. And they were referring, now I even know who is writing the national report. They are just invited the expert, and this person is writing the national report for them. Yeah, and we're gonna see what will happen. Thank you.